but thoroughly enjoyed an article by Mitch Robertson the other day, and his first paragraph was sensational.
Yes, Donald Trump elected president. Cleveland tanking in the NBA finals and my breakout inspirational article last week. I love it. He's a different cat, Mitch. Formerly of Carlton, now with the Brisbane Lions and stuck on 149 games because of a foot injury. But Mitch, he joins us on the Sports Daily now, and really love this column this week because it talks about how the rule changes have impacted your career, and they've impacted them pretty strongly. Mitch, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me on 149 games. It's a good start of the day.
Well, mate, it's a great credit to you because a lot of people wrote you off early in the piece and they wouldn't have thought you got anywhere near 149, so it's been a great career to date.
Yeah, it's taken some turns, a few up and downs, but coming to Brisbane's probably been a silver lining for me in terms of, you know, getting some longevity in my game and revitalising my career.
Mitch, reading your article on the Fox Footy website, seems that you're a little bit frustrated with the AFL and all these new rule changes that they continue to do from time to time.
Yeah, it can be frustrating. It's just what's in the best interest of the game or what's in the best interest for, the AFL and the viewers. Obviously, there's been a few that I wrote about that affected my career a fair bit, but after watching a few of the games this year, it looks like it's on the right path.
I think it's interesting. I wanted you to come on and talk about this column that you wrote, Mitch, because it was so impacting on me. I think it's one of the better columns I've read all year in terms of really getting into the analysis of what's happening to footy. And there was one point where you said a coach once told you, the game has gone past you, Robbo. Learn to adapt or this will be your last year. I mean, that's what the probably armchair critics don't really understand. When a rule changes even the slightest way, like some of these sliding into the knees and legs that you don't like and those types of things, when you've been taught all your life to put your head over the footy and get stuck in, it can change in a heartbeat, can't it?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I got drafted on, physicality and, winning the hardball and giving to the likes of, the talented users by feet. And that obviously changed a fair bit when those rules went out. And even the ones like the third man up with the ruck and stuff was, another string to my bow that I was chose to play midfield and I couldn't do that anymore. So it's just things like that that can change careers. Obviously, I spoke about the substitute rule. That was a pretty damning one.
You wouldn't have liked that.
No, it definitely didn't. But as I spoke about, like, fringe players, it was pretty stressful those times during, selection and all that kind of stuff.
Mitch, what about this new version of a 2020-inspired game of AFL football, seven aside? They call it AFLX. Maybe we kick off in September of this year. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just saw that this morning, actually. I won't be able to play in it, but I guess it'd be good to watch. It just depends if the clubs buy into it and the players buy into it with some incentive, because players don't want to be getting injured. They usually get their surgery when they finish up for the season and they get back for pre-season, so I'm not 100% sure on what the policies will be around that. If someone gets injured or does an ACL or something like that, it'll be out for a year. So if there's no points involved and it's not great for the club, I don't know how the clubs will find a way to agree with them on that.
Mitch, just back on the forceful contact below the knee interpretation, you're obviously a player who could cop it the other side too, not just the way that you play to actually deal some physicality out, but you could cop it the other way. What do you think's the right answer? I know you called it the Gary Rowan rule for obvious reasons when the Sydney player broke his leg, but what do you think is the ideal answer to it?
Yeah, as I mentioned in the article, that I think a free kick should be awarded if it has a bit of malice in it, which never really does. It's the bloke who wants the ball more will go for it harder. But as saying that, I've recently just had an injury from a tackle that slid down to my foot and I fractured two bones in my second med, and I'm out for the season. And that's just the luck of the game. I've had 9 years of good health, and sometimes things don't go your way on game day. And unless there's no malice or there wasn't intentional, then if it's trying to win the ball, then that should just be good enough, I reckon.
What about this jumper punch at the moment, Mitch?
Yeah, well, I haven't played the game since the new rules have come in. I don't know if there's been rules or interpretations changed for that, but
you've given a few.
I've given a few, and I've also had a few. So you try and play that pet role, and you definitely get hit back. But as I said, like, there's no malice in that stuff. It's usually just if someone's getting tagged, and you're trying to show your anger, or if you're for a teammate, there's nothing that's ever happened from it. I'm not too sure. So I think, a player was recently suspended. It wasn't the
Mitch,
great way for it, but
Mitch, you're out for the season with an injured foot. What did you do, and how are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm going pretty well. I'm just focusing on off-field stuff that I've got going on at the moment. And I'm still getting on the club. I just started my actual rehab program on Monday, and it's going pretty well. So I'm just getting that all into check and looking forward to coming back for pre-season.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you getting that 150 game up, as we discussed earlier in the piece, Rich.
Yeah,
but
we
had Greg Swan on a couple of weeks ago, your CEO up there at the Brisbane Lions, and he was at pains to say what a happy club you were, and you went about the business doing it well and won the game that week against Fremantle. How happy is the club, and how, what sort of prospects do you see it in the near future? We're seeing some pretty good talent in some of the young kids that you've got there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take its time. We're under no illusions where we sit in the ladder and where we are in the process of rebuilding, et cetera. But the club is, since I've been up here, like, that's something that I've noticed straight away with the Brisbane club, is the young group, and we're really united. So internally in our four walls, we know what the process is. So we're not buying into the media when they're saying the players want to leave and all this kind of stuff. This is usually that process of sells papers or articles, and we know. You know, recently we had Shaki sign up for a couple of years, and we've had Harris Andrews sign up for 5 years, and Jared Berry, the new recruiter, signed up. So we're getting a lot of signatures signing up, and we know what our goals are for the future. And Fags have been really good with that, coming in and kind of showing us a way.
Well, Mitch, it's great that you're writing out there and telling the truth and what you really feel, mate. It adds a great bit to the dimension of what we discuss in footy these days, and we wish you all the very best with your recovery from your foot injury, mate, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again sometime soon when you're back on the park. All the best with the Lions for the rest of the year, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.